When 8-year-old Michio Kaku stumbled upon a newspaper photo of Einstein's desk showing his unfinished unified field theory notebook, a lifelong fascination was born. This wasn't just any equation Einstein pursued. It was perhaps the most ambitious intellectual quest in human history. A single formula, just 1 inch long, that would unite all cosmic forces and potentially allow us to read the mind of God. Today, this holy grail of physics has captivated millions beyond scientific circles, with string theory emerging as the leading contender. The implications are staggering. Each time scientists have unraveled a fundamental force, civilization has transformed dramatically. Newton's laws enabled the Industrial Revolution. Quantum theory gave us the high-tech revolution. A unified theory might finally answer our deepest questions about black holes, time travel, higher dimensions, and the multiverse, potentially offering the key to understanding the very fabric of reality itself. Gazing at the night sky has always prompted our deepest questions about cosmic design and meaning. The ancient Greeks were among the first to systematically approach these mysteries, with Aristotle proposing that everything consisted of four elements: earth, air, fire, and water. Two revolutionary concepts emerged from Greece that would eventually transform our understanding of reality: Democritus's atomic theory and Pythagoras's mathematical approach to natural phenomena. Democritus proposed that all matter consisted of tiny, invisible, indestructible particles called atoms. Though he couldn't see them directly, he proved their existence through indirect evidence, like how gold rings gradually wear down without any visible dust. Meanwhile, Pythagoras discovered that mathematical descriptions could explain natural phenomena, particularly musical vibrations. These twin insights, that nature consists of fundamental particles and follows mathematical laws, would become the foundation of modern physics. Unfortunately, with classical civilization's collapse, these philosophical inquiries were forgotten for nearly a millennium as superstition replaced scientific inquiry. It wasn't until the Renaissance that brave scientists like Kepler and Galileo revived the search for cosmic order. Kepler applied mathematics to planetary motion, while carefully including religious elements to avoid persecution. Galileo's telescope revealed heretical truths, craters on the moon, Venus's phases, and Jupiter's moons that contradicted church doctrine. For this, he was placed under house arrest, eventually dying broken, but leaving a legacy that would be picked up by Newton. Isaac Newton, perhaps history's greatest scientist, dared to write universal laws of motion in a world still obsessed with witchcraft. While Cambridge was closed due to plague, the 23-year-old Newton wondered if the moon falls like an apple, leading him to propose a revolutionary unified theory encompassing both heavens and earth. Newton introduced the concept of forces, objects moved not from desires but from measurable, universal pushes and pulls. His masterpiece, Principia, stands as one of humanity's greatest achievements, a single principle unifying the laws of motion across the cosmos. What made Newton's laws so powerful was their symmetry. His law of gravity remains unchanged during rotation, explaining Earth's spherical shape. This symmetry concept, where an equation remains invariant after rearrangement, would prove essential in unifying all forces of nature. Newton's laws received dramatic confirmation when astronomers noticed Uranus's orbit wobbling. Rather than questioning Newton, they calculated where an unknown planet must be to cause this effect. In 1846, Neptune was discovered precisely where predicted, the first time mathematics detected a major celestial body before telescopes found it. 2 centuries after Newton, the next breakthrough came through electricity and magnetism. While the Chinese had harnessed magnetism for compasses, electricity remained feared as divine anger. Michael Faraday, despite lacking formal education, made a revolutionary discovery. Moving a magnet inside a wire hoop generates electricity, and conversely, moving electric fields create magnetic ones. This revelation opened the electric age, powering cities through hydroelectric dams. Though mathematically untrained, Faraday introduced the crucial concept of fields, lines of force spread throughout space, which now express all known universal forces. His magnetic field theory explained Earth's magnetism as arising from spinning electric charges within the planet. Faraday also famously demonstrated his discoveries through public lectures, including demonstrations in Faraday cages, where he remained unharmed amid massive electrical discharges. James Clerk Maxwell codified these fields mathematically through vector calculus. His brilliant insight was that changing electric fields create magnetic fields that create more electric fields in an endless cycle, producing self-sustaining waves traveling at 310,740 kilometers per second, remarkably close to the speed of light. Maxwell boldly concluded that light itself was an electromagnetic wave, unifying these previously separate phenomena. Maxwell's equations, which contain the symmetry of duality between electric and magnetic fields, became the foundation for all modern electronics. Heinrich Hertz later proved Maxwell's waves existed by generating wireless signals across his laboratory, leading to Marconi's development of radio communication. Maxwell's equations revealed the entire electromagnetic spectrum, showing visible light is merely a tiny sliver of possible wavelengths, limited by the size of our retinal cells. By 1900, the combined power of Newton's and Maxwell's equations created what seemed like a complete theory of everything. Prominent scientists proclaimed the end of science, believing all major discoveries had been made. They failed to realize these two pillars of science were fundamentally incompatible and contradicted each other. One would have to fall, and a 16-year-old boy named Albert Einstein held the key, born in 1879, the very year Maxwell died. As a teenager, Einstein posed a question that would transform 20th century physics. Can you outrace a light beam? This seemingly simple inquiry contained the seed of his theory of relativity. Despite his brilliance, Einstein struggled professionally. Professors disliked his bohemian lifestyle and wrote poor recommendations. Eventually securing a third-class clerk position at the Bern Patent Office, Einstein found the quiet environment where he could return to his childhood question. In the patent office, Einstein pondered what happens to Maxwell's equations if you travel at light speed. He realized that, contrary to Newton's laws, Maxwell's equation showed light always moved at the same velocity regardless of your own speed. You could never catch up to it. This insight struck him while riding a train. Since light's speed is constant, space and time themselves must distort to maintain this constancy. This led to special relativity, where time slows and objects compress when moving at high speeds. The relationship between matter and energy, E equals mc squared, explained why the sun shines. Hydrogen's mass converts to energy. For Einstein, the key to understanding the universe was unification of space and time, matter and energy. His equations demonstrate beautiful symmetry. Rotating space into time and time into space, they remain unchanged. The quantity x squared plus y squared plus z squared t squared stays constant, a four-dimensional version of the Pythagorean theorem. Einstein wasn't satisfied with special relativity's inability to address gravity and acceleration. Despite physicist Max Planck warning him of the challenge, Einstein spent 10 years developing his theory of gravity. His breakthrough, the happiest thought of his life, came when he nearly fell from his chair and realized momentary weightlessness was key to understanding gravity. This led to the equivalence principle. Acceleration in one frame is indistinguishable from gravity in another. Einstein's revolutionary insight was that gravity doesn't pull, space pushes. The Earth orbits the Sun not because of an invisible attractive force, but because the Sun's mass warps the surrounding space-time like a heavy shot put creating a depression in a mattress. General relativity revealed that what we perceive as gravitational force is actually the effect of moving through curved space-time. Einstein's beautiful theory needed experimental verification. He first tackled Mercury's erratic orbit, which had puzzled astronomers. When Einstein recalculated Mercury's perihelion using his theory of gravity, he found a perfect match with observations. His second test involved light bending around the sun, which could only be observed during a solar eclipse. When astronomer Arthur Eddington conducted the experiment in 1919, the results confirmed Einstein's predictions exactly. While Einstein was revolutionizing our understanding of space and time, parallel developments were unraveling the fundamental nature of matter itself, leading to quantum theory. The breakthrough came in 1900 when Max Planck tackled a simple question: why do hot objects glow with specific colors? When physicists applied Newton and Maxwell's theories to this problem, they encountered a paradox. At high frequencies, the energy should become infinite. Planck solved this by proposing that energy occurs in discrete packets called quanta, measured by his constant H, 6.6 times 10 to the 34th joule seconds. This explained why flames change color with temperature and how we can determine the sun's temperature from its light wavelength. In 1905, Einstein applied quantum theory to light, showing it behaved both as a wave, as Maxwell predicted, and as particles called photons. Physicists later discovered that electrons, previously thought to be point-like particles, could also behave as waves. In the double-slit experiment, electrons fired through two slits create an interference pattern on the detector screen, as if each electron passes through both slits simultaneously, interfering with itself. This contradicts common sense, but demonstrates quantum reality. Electrons can even disappear and reappear elsewhere, behavior impossible in Newton's world. Quantum mechanics brilliantly explained the structure of atoms and the periodic table. According to Schrödinger's 1925 equation, electrons exist as waves surrounding the nucleus, but only waves with discrete integral wavelengths can form stable patterns, similar to how only certain frequencies resonate in a shower. This explains why electrons occupy distinct shells at specific distances from the nucleus, creating the repeating pattern seen in Mendeleev's periodic table. 22-year-old Paul Dirac revolutionized quantum theory by creating an equation that merged quantum mechanics with Einstein's special relativity. While Schrödinger's equation treated space and time separately, Dirac's elegant four-dimensional equation combined them with beautiful symmetry. It explained the mysterious source of magnetism in bar magnets by predicting that electrons possess an intrinsic spin, creating magnetic fields. Even more remarkably, Dirac's equation predicted antimatter, particles identical to ordinary matter but with opposite charge, like the positron, anti-electron. If electrons behave as waves, what exactly is waving? Max Born's startling 1926 answer, "What waves is the probability of finding the electron at any point?" This meant you couldn't know precisely where an electron was, only the probability of finding it somewhere. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle formalized this, stating you cannot simultaneously know an electron's exact position and velocity. This probabilistic interpretation shocked physicists, including Schrödinger, who rejected this interpretation of his own equation. The post-war era saw physicists emboldened by quantum electrodynamics, QED, which combined Dirac's electron theory with Maxwell's light theory. The challenge was immense. Earlier attempts revealed disturbing infinite quantum corrections. In 1949, Feynman, Schwinger, and Tomonaga independently solved this through the controversial renormalization theory, where they assumed infinite bare values that precisely canceled other infinities. This mathematical sleight of hand produced astonishingly accurate results, calculating the electron's magnetic properties to one part in 100 billion. Quantum mechanics birthed the high-tech revolution through inventions like the transistor and laser. Transistors function as electronic valves, allowing small signals to control larger electron flows, enabling the information age with computers and telecommunications. Lasers work by injecting energy into gas atoms, causing electrons to jump to higher energy states, creating powerful beams that can carry information or deliver enormous energy. The nuclear force remained mysterious until Murray Gell-Mann at Caltech proposed that protons and neutrons contain three even smaller particles called quarks. This simple model organized the subatomic zoo remarkably well, allowing Gell-Mann to predict new particles like the Omega Minus, discovered in 1964. The quark model's success stemmed from its symmetry. Equations containing three quarks remained unchanged when these quarks were interchanged. Building on Maxwell's field equation's success, Chen-Ning Yang and Robert L. Mills proposed in 1954 a more powerful version with multiple fields rather than just one. For decades, this theory languished because calculations produced infinite results that Feynman's renormalization techniques couldn't fix. Finally, Dutch graduate student Gerard Tuft managed to renormalize the Yang-Mills field through brute computational force. When applied to quarks, the Yang-Mills field became known as the gluon because it acted like glue binding quarks together. The standard model emerged from chaos, with Yang-Mills fields explaining both the strong force, gluons binding quarks, and weak force, W and Z particles mediating electron-neutrino interactions. However, final acceptance required the Higgs boson, the God particle, to explain why our universe lacks perfect symmetry. In this new picture, at the Big Bang, all four forces were merged into a single superforce, obeying a master symmetry that could rotate all particles into one another. The equation governing this superforce was the God equation, the symmetry Einstein sought. As the universe expanded and cooled, forces and symmetries broke apart through symmetry breaking. Despite its remarkable success, the standard model has glaring holes. It completely omits gravity. It's an inelegant patchwork of spliced together theories. It contains about 20 unexplained constants that must be inserted by hand. And it inexplicably includes three identical generations of particles. Physicists find it difficult to believe something so unwieldy could be the universe's fundamental theory. In 2019, the world was captivated by the first photograph of a black hole, a red ball of fiery gas with a black silhouette at its center. This monster black hole in galaxy M87, 53 million light-years away, weighs 5 billion times our sun's mass. Capturing this image required creating a virtual Earth-sized telescope by combining signals from 5 radio telescopes worldwide. The concept of black holes traces back to Newton's gravity laws. If you fire a cannonball upward with enough energy to reach escape velocity, 25,000 miles per hour for Earth, it soars into space forever. In 1783, astronomer John Michell wondered what would happen if a star's escape velocity equaled light speed, creating dark stars from which light couldn't escape. During World War I, Karl Schwarzschild found an exact solution to Einstein's equations for a point particle. Schwarzschild's solution revealed an event horizon surrounding massive stars, a point of no return where bizarre physics reigns. Near this boundary, light beams can orbit for billions of years. Time appears to slow to outsiders, and any unfortunate traveler crossing it would experience spaghettification as gravity tears apart their very atoms. Where does everything that falls into a black hole go? The answer requires unifying quantum theory with general relativity. In 1963, mathematician Roy Kerr found that spinning black holes don't collapse to a point, but form a rapidly spinning ring. Remarkably, falling through this ring might not kill you. Instead, you could enter another universe entirely. Like a cosmic subway system, wormholes might connect different regions of our universe or even parallel universes. Time travel, popularized by H.G. Wells, has fascinated scientists since Einstein proposed his theory of gravity. In 1949, mathematician Kurt Gödel shocked Einstein by proving that if the universe rotated, one could travel fast enough around it to return before departing. While Einstein dismissed this on physical grounds, numerous solutions to his equations now permit time travel. Unlike Newton's view of time as a uniformly flowing arrow, Einstein saw time as a river that could speed up, slow down, or even form whirlpools leading to the past. When Einstein applied general relativity to the universe in the 1920s, his equation showed a dynamic universe that was either expanding or contracting. To match astronomers' belief in a static universe, he reluctantly added a cosmological constant as a fudge factor. In 1929, Edwin Hubble's observations revealed the universe was indeed expanding, just as Einstein's original equations predicted. When Einstein visited Hubble in 1931 and learned this, he admitted the cosmological constant was his greatest blunder, though ironically, it would later make a comeback. The next cosmological revolution came when physicists applied quantum theory to the Big Bang. George Gamow reasoned that if the universe began as a super-hot explosion, some residual heat should remain today. In 1948, Gamow and colleagues calculated this afterglow should be about 5 degrees above absolute zero. This prediction was verified in 1964 when Penzias and Wilson detected this background radiation with the Holmdel radio telescope. Today, physics faces a situation similar to 1900, when two pillars of physics, Newton's gravity and Maxwell's equations, stood in conflict. Now, the two great pillars are Einstein's theory of gravity, explaining the very big, and quantum theory, explaining the very small, based on different principles, mathematics, and philosophies. The next great revolution aims to unify these pillars into one. String theory began unexpectedly in 1968 when physicists Gabriele Veneziano and Mahiko Suzuki discovered that an 18th century mathematical formula by Leonhard Euler described subatomic particle scattering. Physicists including Nambu, Nielsen, and Susskind realized this formula represented string interactions, leading to a torrent of new equations. The theory offered an elegant explanation for particle diversity. Like Pythagoras theorized millennia ago, each musical note, each vibration of a string, represents a different particle. Electrons, quarks, and Yang-Mills particles are simply different notes on the same vibrating string. Most powerfully, gravity is necessarily included in string theory. The graviton emerges naturally as one of the lowest string vibrations, meaning Einstein's entire theory might have been discovered simply by examining these fundamental string properties. String theory shocked physicists by requiring exactly 10 dimensions to be mathematically consistent. Unlike conventional theories that can work in any number of dimensions, string theory breaks down mathematically outside of 10 dimensions. Initially, this seemed absurd. Richard Feynman would tease John Schwartz, asking, "Well, John, and how many dimensions are you in today?" But as rival theories fell to fatal flaws, physicists gradually warmed to the 10-dimensional universe. In 1995, string theory underwent a metamorphosis into M theory when Edward Witten discovered that the 5 distinct versions of string theory were actually different mathematical representations of a single 11-dimensional theory based on membranes rather than strings. The 5 string theories represent 5 different ways an 11-dimensional membrane can collapse into a 10-dimensional string, like letting air out of a beach ball until it resembles a string. In 1997, Juan Maldacena made an astonishing discovery. A supersymmonic Yang-Mills theory describing subatomic particles in 4 dimensions was mathematically equivalent to string theory in 10 dimensions. This unexpected duality between theories in different dimensions revealed profound connections between the gravitational force and nuclear force. From this emerged the holographic principle. Just as a 2-dimensional hologram contains all information needed to create a 3-dimensional image, perhaps our 3-dimensional reality is merely a projection of a higher-dimensional universe. Despite its theoretical successes, string theory has attracted numerous critics. Nobel laureates stand on opposite sides. Sheldon Glashow criticized that years of intense effort by dozens of the best and brightest have yielded not one verifiable prediction, while Jared Tuhoft compared string theory's popularity to American television commercials, all hype with no substance. string theory's foremost criticism is its apparent untestability. Direct tests would require particle accelerators quadrillions of times more powerful than the LHC, perhaps galaxy-sized, or the ability to create baby universes in laboratories. However, proponents argue most science happens indirectly through echoes. Evidence might hide in dark matter and dark energy, which constitute 95.1% of our universe. The quest for a unified field theory isn't merely an abstract mathematical exercise. It's a search for the deepest truths about existence itself. Throughout history, mastery of fundamental forces has repeatedly transformed civilization. Newton's laws enabled the Industrial Revolution, Faraday and Maxwell's work launched the Electric Revolution, and Einstein and quantum physicists triggered today's high-tech revolution. If we achieve a theory of everything, its immediate practical impact may be minimal since it operates at the Planck energy scale, quadrillions of times beyond our most powerful accelerators. However, its philosophical implications would be profound, potentially answering ancient questions about time travel, creation, and the universe's origin. While Hawking argued there wasn't enough time in the Big Bang for God to create the universe, multiverse theory suggests time might have existed before our universe began, leaving the God question unresolved. Thomas Aquinas's three proofs for God's existence still challenge modern physics. The teleological proof, design requires a designer, can be addressed through evolution, but the cosmological proof, first cause, remains relevant. Even if multiverse theory explains the Big Bang, we must still ask where the multiverse and the theory of everything originated. I find it staggering that all physical laws can be summarized on a single sheet of paper. Einstein's relativity and the Standard Model describing everything from inside protons to the universe's boundary. This elegant brevity suggests a cosmic designer. Yet science demands testability and falsifiability. Since one cannot prove a negative, like God's non-existence, I remain agnostic. I believe the theory of everything exists because it's the only mathematically consistent possibility. All alternatives lead to contradictions. While a theory of everything won't directly reveal life's meaning, it might reconcile seemingly contradictory religious perspectives. Christianity posits a moment of creation, while Buddhism envisions no beginning or end, only timeless nirvana. Multiverse theory offers a synthesis. Our universe had a beginning as a three-dimensional bubble, but exists within an eternal 11-dimensional nirvana where universes continually arise, combining Christian creation with Buddhist eternal existence. We create our own meaning through struggle and sacrifice. However, physics suggests the universe will eventually die in a big freeze, seemingly rendering all meaning temporary. Yet quantum theory with relativity offers hope. While closed systems must decay per the second law of thermodynamics, open systems with external energy can evolve to higher forms. Just as Earth receives energy from the sun, our descendants might someday harness the Planck energy to create wormholes, escaping our dying universe for a warmer one. The search for the theory of everything is ultimately a quest to find the ultimate unifying symmetry of the universe. From everyday natural beauty to cosmic wonders, the symmetry we see around us represents fragments of the original symmetry of the superforce broken at the Big Bang's instant. I envision us as like two-dimensional flatlanders unable to visualize the third dimension. In the beginning, a beautiful three-dimensional crystal shattered, raining down on Flatland. Over centuries, Flatlanders assembled these into two giant pieces, gravity and quantum theory, that wouldn't fit together. Until one day, someone suggested lifting one piece into an imaginary third dimension to fit them together, revealing a dazzling jewel of perfect symmetry. As Stephen Hawking wrote, a complete theory should eventually be broadly understandable by everyone, allowing all people to discuss why we and the universe exist. Finding that answer would be human reason's ultimate triumph, for then we would know the mind of God.